Now, I want you to listen to something very, very carefully, because it's not very clear.
For all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Hear what he's reading.
And the
Genesis
Spirit
1.
Of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness.
And it was good. Thank you. Now, Sean, what was that? It was Apollo 8, which was launched 50 years ago, just a couple of days ago. And that was Christmas Eve broadcast from Apollo 8 on Christmas Eve 1968. Anybody remember it? Yeah. Amazing. So Apollo 8 was the first manned spacecraft to orbit the moon. And they sent that. And I just think it's amazing that they were up there at Christmas, and the first thing they think to do is to send back a message to Earth by reading the Bible. You see, they were so captivated by the sheer wonder of what they could see that their attention, their mind, their thinking immediately went to God. I wonder if that would happen today. I'm not so sure. But so up there was Frank Bowman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. They weren't to land on the moon. That happened about a year later, didn't it? But they were going to orbit the moon and return, and they were the first people to have done that. And while photographing, Bill, their job was to go up and look at the moon. And so Bill Anders was photographing the moon. But as he was photographing the moon, he noticed something incredible happening down in the right-hand corner. Can you see? Do you know what it was?
Earthrise.
They'd never gone. I was listening to this on Radio 4 the other day. They had never gone. It was all about the moon. They had never gone thinking for a moment that they would look back on the Earth. But all of a sudden, as he was photographing the moon for their research, out in the bottom right-hand corner, something began to rise. The Earth. It had never been seen by a human eye like this before. And he continued to photograph it. Isn't that amazing? It's called Earthrise. The first photograph of planet Earth from outer space that has ever been taken. And just a remarkable... A remarkable picture. And 50 years ago today, 50 years ago yesterday, that photograph was taken. And I listened to them on the radio talking, and they said it was the only thing of colour in a huge sea of black and grey. It stood out because it was the only thing of colour that they could see. And Bill Anders said this. He said, it's amazing. We went all that way to discover the moon, but what we actually discovered was the Earth. And as I listened to that, there were two aspects of the Christmas story it reminded me of. One was the message of the angels to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. And do you remember them? The angel said, "Glory to God in the highest." He went on to say, "Peace on earth to all people." But the angels, and that's what I mean, this angel song, the angels in heaven were so excited about what God was doing. We think it's all about us. Christmas is all about us. But actually the angels were saying, "Glory to God. God is doing an amazing thing here. Glory to God in the highest." And it made me think, glory to God in the highest. You see, this may have been the first time planet Earth was seen by the human eye. But it wasn't the first time that it had been seen by the eye of God. In fact, the Bible tells us that God saw us in his mind, in his imagination, and then he brought the world into being, and that he has never slept or slumbered, but he watches over us. Isn't that amazing? It may have been the first time we saw it, caught a glimpse of it, but God was aware of it. He's known of it. He's known of us since before the creation of the world. And he was doing something amazing. And then that made me think of a second part of the Christmas story that is so amazing. And it's the name that the prophet gives to Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. And you will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I thought, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that this God, the God of the universe, the God to whom the angels said, glory to God in the highest, this God, I mean, talk about putting a quart into a pint pot, but this God, God of the universe, God who brought the universe into being, should limit himself, should come down and limit himself, so small, into the frailty of a human baby born of Mary. And this picture made me think, and it made the space, the astronauts think the same thing. That one of the first things they thought was, how small we are. How small, we think we're big, but how small we are. And yet God, who sees all of this, and the Bible says holds all of this, the whole universe, in the palm of his hand, yet that same God should limit himself and be born amongst us as a baby. I think that is mind-blowing. I think that is so wonderful. We can almost struggle to describe how wonderful it is. And then, of course, that made me think of this. That God loved the cosmos, John 3. We talk about the world, but it's the cosmos. He loves the whole cosmos. The earth and the universe and everything in it, that God loved the world. He loves us so much that he came and was willing to be born as a baby amongst us. That, my friends, is worth celebrating. That is worth just taking a moment over to wonder and to ask, if that is true, what difference does that make to my life? If that is true, that the God of the universe, the God who brought all of this into being, should do that for you and for me.